USA News. I'm Jerry Barmish. Officials in India have called off the search for survivors after one of the worst rail disasters in that country's history. Nearly 300 people were killed and more than 1,100 injured when two passenger trains derailed Friday in eastern India. This survivor, through an interpreter, described the harrowing scene.
We were stuck inside and somehow managed to get out. We broke the grills, and when we came out, we saw many dead bodies piled up.
Courtesy of Sky News, the Prime Minister, who toured the crash area on Saturday, vowed to punish those responsible for causing the deadly incident. There's a new debt ceiling, ending weeks of negotiation and uncertainty. President Biden signing the bill on Saturday after addressing Americans on Friday night.
It was critical to reach an agreement, and it's very good news for the American people. No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed. We averted an economic crisis.
The bill also caps spending and adds work requirements for some Americans receiving government assistance. When it comes to being innocent, former president says he is that.
Former President Trump says he is at least as innocent as Vice President Pence, who was recently cleared of charges involving classified documents found at his Indiana home. The Justice Department confirmed on Friday that no charges would be brought against Pence. Trump took to Truth Social, emphasizing his expectation of being fully exonerated and denouncing the situation as a hoax. Following his refusal to surrender classified documents to the National Archives, federal agents conducted a raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence last year. I'm John Schaefer.
The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season was downgraded on Saturday. Arlene is no longer a tropical storm as it meandered in the Gulf of Mexico. The hurricane season started on June 1st. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Florida voters could decide if recreational marijuana should be legal in the Sunshine State.
The State Division of Elections says that backers of a proposed constitutional amendment have gathered more than enough petition signatures to put the question on the November 2024 ballot. It will now be up to the Florida Supreme Court to decide whether the initiative meets legal requirements to go before the voters. Opponents of legal recreational marijuana have until June 12th to submit briefs to the court. Supporters will have until July 5th to respond to those briefs. I'm Brad Siegel.
The handwritten lyrics of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody are on display at Sotheby's in New York. An early draft appears to show lead singer Freddie Mercury was considering it, calling it Mongolian Rhapsody before crossing it out and renaming it. It's part of thousands of Mercury's personal belongings on display. They hit the auction block in September. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is not only tops at the box office domestically, it notched the best opening day of the year with more than $51 million. The animated film is projected to eclipse $110 million through Sunday. Biola University is naming its film school after one of the founders of the fast food chain known for its Double Doubles. The school announced this week the facility will be named for In-N-Out co-founder Esther Snyder, who made a significant contribution to the private university in California. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.